Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to first to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 1 in the game. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Leaner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Leaner. Judnick moves to third. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. Judnick scores. Doby moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pellegrini moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Judnick. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Pellegrini scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Zarrilla scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Russ Christopher now pitching. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Moss and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lehner moves to second. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Hal Peck pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Hegan moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 3 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Leaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 3 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Judnick. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zerilla is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 4 in the game. Cocos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Cocos reaches second base with a double. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Arft is walked intentionally. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 4 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Cocos moves to third. Arft moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 4 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cocos scores. Arft moves to third. Schultz moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.